Well, there's no question in recent years, technology has really taken a hold on bass fishing. And with me today is a guy that's brought technology to a weight system, and one that if you see the pro tours and you see somebody flipping and pitching in particular, you see penetrator weights. And with me today is Sam Aversa. And Sam, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Terry.
One of the things I want to mention is that your product, and in the last several years, has really taken this fishing world by storm. And whenever you see a tournament win, maybe at Okeechobee or someplace where there's a big flip and bite, it seems like penetrator's involved.
Yes, it is, Terry. The weight was actually designed by fishing at Okeechobee.
Well, and tell me a little bit. I mean, you're an engineer by trade, so, I mean, you got into this tackle business honestly. But tell me a little bit about what your thought process was when you were building these penetrator weights and why you decided to do them.
It's real simple. We had a Golden Blend tournament. That's how far back it goes, down on Okeechobee. And the flipping bite was just tremendous. But the wind blew so hard during the tournament, you couldn't fish with it, and you couldn't fish against it and have time to get in. So I came back to the shop, and I said, I'm going to make something that will go in if you're going 60 mile an hour. And lo and behold, that was the birth of the penetrator shape, and that was done in lead. Shortly after that, a good friend of mine went down to Okeechobee and was the only one there with about three prototypes, and he won the tournament, happened to be a federation championship, and I think he won the tournament by about 7 pounds.
It sounds like your weight proved pretty effective right out of the chute.
It did. I really lucked out. The engineering and design was made to be able to wiggle its way down through the cover rather than having to pound its way down through the cover. And you could still be stealth with it, but yet at the same time get through stuff that looked like your front yard if you had a good growth on it that year.
Well, you know, and it's amazing because I had the opportunity to be able to throw that weight and use that weight. And no matter what size the bait is, you're right, it does kind of wiggle its way down through that mat. And, you know, whether it's hyacinth or tough hydrilla or anything like that, where other weights may lay on top, do some of those kind of things, your weight doesn't do that.
No, it doesn't. I actually spent a lot of time trying to get the weight so that it would fall down through as you kind of tickled your line or jigged your line. And also, the design of the profile is made so that the weight pulls through a fish's teeth very easily so that they don't just pop their mouth open and let go.
Well, then of course you have to have the right hook and everything that goes with that, but the weight really is the critical element. And you were talking about you made it out of lead initially, but now it's tungsten, right?
Correct.
Tell me about why you went to tungsten. I mean, very hard substance, very dense. You don't have to have as big a weight. Is that probably the main reason?
Well, there were several reasons with some of our states going on lead bans and lead not being good for the environment. You saw my experience throughout the years of engineering, and the tungsten, raw tungsten to raw lead is 1.744 times heavier. So that reduces your size tremendously. You know, anytime we reduce the size, when we do a hook set, you're going to get a better hook set. And the other thing is it reduces hardware so that you've got a better looking bait. And in a lot of cases, you can use a smaller hook, which a smaller hook gives you less problems of popping out the bait and getting hung in the cover and whatnot.
Well, and I look at your weight as very uniquely designed. I mean, when you look at it, it's not like a bullet necessarily, but it's tapered. And maybe you can describe it better for me, exactly what that shape is and what you call that.
We call it the penetrator shape. That was actually the way the company was designed originally, was to making the big weights. And we called it penetrator because that's what it was built for, is to penetrate the trash and the cover. In Florida, we have a terminology called junk mats. And junk mats are a key place to fish because it has a little bit of everything. But when you put a regular bullet weight out there, it just wants to set on the top. So therefore, you end up with I call it the Grigsby pitch, because you throw the weight up in the air about 20 feet and let it crash down through the mat. Well, it does work, but if you're on a stealth bite where the fish are a little bit spooky, you know, you have to add up the things and say, well, does it really work? So we designed a penetrator, and I say we because I had some help from my friends that also fished. So it's kind of weight forward, but yet the front end of it is slender enough so that when you pull the line, it's coming through the fish's teeth very gently rather than a big blunt hit. And the back end of it is designed with a taper back on it, actually to try to make the fish hold on to it, because a bass is exactly what we call it, a hog. And when they get a hold of something, they want to hold on to it. And if you look at my weights after they've been fished, you can see wee little scratches that go all the way down the weight rather than just back halfway.
Well, and I think one of the things you mentioned there, and you know, with radio, we have to visualize a little bit, but when you look at a bullet weight, a regular bullet weight, it's basically square on the back. And what your weights are is it allows that weight to maybe go through either way, either through the front part of the weight or the back part of the weight equally well.
Yes, and that was designed so that it actually has a rocking chair effect, so that the weight can't set flat on the cover. It's just when you twitch your line, it almost has to rock because there's no flat edge for it to set on.
And it sure works. There's no question about it. Well, you know, as you look at this thing, Sam, and I mean, you've got some great colored combinations. You can buy it a myriad of different colors, but your weight selection is also unique. I mean, you can go up quite a heavy weight if you want to, and but yet you've still got small ones as well.
Yes, and when we went into the small weights, actually one of my friends, Dave Lefebvre, had a little bit to do with the design on those because the 3/8 ounce weight is designed basically to fish a tube with. And we designed it so that it doesn't look like a clown's hat sitting on the front of a tube. It actually matches the tube and, again, reduces hardware so that it looks part of the bait, looks like part of the bait.
Well, you talked about your friends there. You know, you mentioned one earlier, Shaw Grigsby, who, as far as I know, is the king of flipping in Florida, one of the kings anyway. And then, of course, you've got, you know, Dave Lefebvre. So you're running in pretty good company there.
I've had a lot of help, Terry. I've been real lucky with, you know, people like Gary Klein, even one of our locals, Glenn Brown, even the guy that actually helped me kick this off was Daryl Pons, that is a good friend of mine. I've had a lot of help and a lot of loyalty to using the product, and we constantly try to improve the product.
And know in the next several months we're gonna hear the name Penetrator a lot. But you know, as you look at this thing, it's not just a Southern deal anymore. I mean, guys are using this thing for heavy, thick, you know, brushy cover. They're using it for mats, of course, what we talked about earlier. But it can be used across the country equally effectively.
Yes, it can, and a lot of the guys are finding out that the Penetrator shape works well in brush when you've got current on the brush because it'll come through rather than getting stuck.
And it's just, I mean, an absolute great deal. Now, you've joined us here with the Bass Fan Army a little bit, and we've got some incentives we're going to have for people out there for Penetrator weights. But, you know, the grassroots are so important, and one of the things we believe here is, you know, you give good value. You know, it doesn't cost anything to join the Bass Fan Army. But that's really where the rubber meets the road for you. You've got all these pros helping you design, but the beneficiaries of that are the guys that are out fishing on the weekend.
It sure is, Terry, and the grassroots of any system, I think, is the backbone, the foundation. I still work with some of the clubs when I can and seminars, whatnot, but you hit the nail on the head. The grassroots of Penetrator is the reason Penetrator is what it is today. From the bottom of the pile to the top of the pile, everybody had a little hand in it, but if we didn't have that mass on the bottom with the grassroots, it wouldn't work.
Well, and, you know, it also helps with the checkbook a little bit because folks are buying them. But really, you know, if you don't have a good product, I don't care how good you do marketing and how good you do sales, it's not going to work. And what you've got is you've got something very unique in the industry, a very, very good product, and you're seeing the reaping the benefits of that right now.
Yes, it is. And I'm very proud of the product because it wasn't a copied product. It was something that I designed and came up with that nobody had done before.
Well, Sam, you're also a humble guy because you're also a really good angler yourself. You're out there fishing all the time and staying part of that and got some new products I'm sure you're going to be bringing out as a result of your fishing.
Yes, we do. We go very slow with that, though, Terry, because I don't want people to have product that doesn't work. Matter of fact, just for you called, I was sitting here working on a prototype that should be coming out in the middle of the summer.
Well, you're always busy at it. Guy that fishes Rodman Reservoir down there, lives near Palatka area, but has some northern roots. And, Sam, I got to tell you, you're a smart guy living in the south now because it is cold as the dickens up here.
I see that.
Well, thanks for being with us here at Bass Fan Radio. We really appreciate it. And good luck with your product. And we're going to have some fun with some of the grassroots guys here as they look at your product and get some of it here in the Bass Fan Army as well.
Well, Penetrator's ready to help anytime we can help a grassroots system, Terry.
Well, I'm Terry Brown. This has been Bass Fan Army Radio.